Well, we had a string of very hot days, as we all know, and when the mercury rises, sometimes your head starts pounding. Climbing temperatures are known to cause headaches. And there are other triggers as well. We're going to talk about all of it now with Lisa Bain, executive editor of Women's Health Magazine. Welcome to WTOP, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? So glad to talk to you.
Well, we're doing well. Thanks for being here. What does the heat do to our heads to cause headaches?
Well, as that temperature goes up, what happens is the blood vessels in your head, they expand and they press against those super, super sensitive nerve endings in your brain, and that ends up with a headache.
Is it just the heat? What are the other triggers that can also contribute to this?
Well, of course, you can't change the weather, but if you know that it can make headaches worse, you can sidestep these other triggers. One of them that we all are guilty of is skipping a meal. And what this happens then is your blood sugar plummets, and that sets off the same sort of total body chain reaction. It unbalances your hormones, and they tell your brain to send out waves to needle those same sensitive nerves that we were talking about before.
And there are certain foods as well that can be triggers.
Well, yes, exactly. What you want to do is you don't want to reach for the sort of sugary snacks, because that is what will put your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride. The other thing is you need to drink water. I mean, we hear it over and over again, but dehydration can also lead to headaches.
Are there certain other factors that affect some people more than others that can contribute to a regular cycle of headaches?
Yes, you know, one thing that people don't realize is that strong odors, even pleasant ones, can kick off misery for people, particularly those who suffer from migraines. And what happens again is those same blood vessels in your brain, but also in your nasal passages, they activate nerves in the part of your brain that processes sensory information, and that can bring on a headache in certain people.
You know, Lisa, I'm a sufferer, and I think there are a lot of women, in particular as they get older, where hormones can play a role in causing headaches.
That's true. And it's really hormones in each of these triggers. Hormones are really the thing that are changing in your brain and bringing on that pain.
So what would you suggest, Lisa, during the summer months? We can't stay inside all the time, and there are going to be some days where we're just going to have to grin and bear it. How can you prevent the warmer temperatures from causing you to feel bad?
As we have said, you know, you can't really change that weather, but what you can do is, if you're a person who the hot weather seems to trigger a headache, be careful about cooling yourself down when you feel it coming on. Another thing is to avoid things like, you know, it sounds funny, but for some women, having a tight, you know, you put your hair up in a ponytail. Well, for some people, that can actually initiate the same sort of muscle and nerve tension that can cause a headache. Another thing is we are all, of course, staring at a screen all day long, whether it's our smartphone or our iPad, and those have a glare that stimulates the same sort of nerves that release that sort of inflammatory neurotransmitter, and that means brain pain. It's like the hot weather makes the normal triggers much worse.
Of course, there are also over-the-counter meds and prescription medications. You should always, I guess, talk to your doctor.
Exactly.
All right, Lisa, thanks so much for the information. That's Lisa Bain, executive editor with Women's Health Magazine.